Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Both houses of parliament adjourn till 2 p.m. amid uproar and sloganeering. Prime Minister Narendra Modi departs for London on an official visit to United Kingdom. Free trade agreement and security top on the agenda. New Delhi calls for imposing serious cost on nations promoting cross-border terrorism. India to remain fastest growing major economy with over 6.5% GDP growth this financial year, reports Asian Development Bank. Orange alert issued for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit and Baltistan and Muzaffarabad today. And in cricket, India to take on England in the crucial fourth test in Manchester this afternoon. Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha have been adjourned till 2 p.m. amid sloganeering by the opposition members over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members continued the sloganeering, demanding discussion on special intensive revision in Bihar and other issues. They also demanded withdrawal of SIR in Bihar. We are now joined by our correspondent Anand for more details on today's proceedings in Parliament. Anand, what has been the highlight of the parliamentary business on day 3 of the monsoon session? Yes, Anand, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, Anand, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, my question for you, Anand, was what has been the highlight of the parliamentary business on day 3 of the monsoon session?
On the third consecutive day of the monsoon session of Parliament, the proceedings in the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha were disrupted due to the continued uproar by the opposition. Both the houses were first adjourned till 12 noon and then again till 2 p.m. Opposition members kept raising slogans demanding a discussion on several issues, including the special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar, and called for its withdrawal. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla made every effort to run the house, but the opposition remained firm on their demands. Expressing concern over the behavior of the members, Mr. Birla appealed to them to maintain the dignity of the house. Amidst the uproar in the Lok Sabha, two bills related to exports were also introduced. Abhishek, meanwhile, similar scenes were also witnessed in the Rajya Sabha, due to which question hour and zero hour were not taken up. Opposition MPs were raising slogans demanding discussion on their issues. The opposition had given 25 adjournment motions related to their demands, which were rejected by the deputy chairman, citing procedural rules. The Rajya Sabha proceedings adjourned till 2 p.m. due to the continued sloganeering by the opposition members. Abhishek, now both the houses have again assembled to take up the listed business. Now, latest update is that the Lok Sabha had been adjourned. Yes, Abhishek.
Right. Thank you, Anand, for that update. Well, moving on. Union Minister Giriraj Singh today expressed concern over the behavior of the opposition. Speaking to media outside Parliament, he alleged that the opposition is deliberately trying to spread confusion. Mr. Singh further questioned the opposition as to why they are avoiding debates when the government has expressed its willingness to engage in discussions.
ये दादागिरी कर रहे हैं एक तो लोकसभा के अध्यक्ष के गरिमा और उनके द्वारा निकाले गए नोटिस कि कोई राजनीतिक दल मकर द्वार पर धरना प्रदर्शन नहीं करेगा लेकिन जिस ढंग से ये कर रहे हैं ये दादागिरी है ये जानबूझ करके भरम और अराजकता फैलाने की कोशिश विपक्ष कर रहा है पार्लियामेंट को बंधक बनाना इनका मकसद है गरीब देशवासियों के पैसे का दुरुपयोग कर रहे हैं बहस के लिए जब सरकार तैयार है जिस विषय पर बहस हो इसका मतलब है बहस नहीं चाहिए सदन के अंदर सदन में हंगामा सदन के बाहर हंगामा
Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has alleged that the opposition is running away from debate in the House. He also highlighted that many questions related to farmers' welfare and related schemes were listed in the House during question hour, but opposition is not allowing the House to function. Leader of the opposition at the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, today accused the government of not responding to opposition questions on Operation Sindoor and United States President Donald Trump's claims of brokering a ceasefire between India and Pakistan. Speaking to reporters at the Parliament House complex, Mr. Gandhi said opposition wants discussion on Operation Sindoor. Congress leader also raised question over the Election Commission's drive of special intensive revision of electoral rolls. Budgetary allocation made to Bihar for railway projects has been increased by 9 times in the last 11 years. Replying to a question in the Lok Sabha, Union Railways Minister Ashwani Vaishnav said, 11 years before the annual budget for railways in Bihar was only 1,132 crore rupees, and now it is increased to 10,000 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav also informed the House that various railway projects which were pending for many years have now been completed.
बिहार में जहां 11 वर्ष पहले मात्र 1132 करोड़ रुपए पर एनम बजट का एलोकेशन होता था, वहां प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने आकर बिहार के लिए रेलवे के बजट को 9 गुना बढ़ाकर 10,000 करोड़ रुपए का बजट दिया है, और ऐसे ऐसे प्रोजेक्ट्स जो कि कई कई वर्षों से लंबित थे, उन सब प्रोजेक्ट्स को प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में पूरा किया।
Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia today introduced the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha. Introducing the bill, Mr. Mandavia said that the bill seeks to provide for the development and promotion of sports, welfare measures for sportspersons, and ethical practices based on basic universal principles of good governance. The minister said the bill also aims to provide the resolution of sports grievances and sports disputes in a unified, equitable, and effective manner. Mr. Mandavia also introduced the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 in the lower house. The bill seeks to amend the National Anti-Doping Act 2022. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has departed for his 4-day official visit to United Kingdom and Maldives. In the first leg of his visit, he will hold discussions with his UK counterpart Keir Starmer and call on King Charles III. A correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Over the years, India-UK historical ties have transformed into a robust, multifaceted and mutually beneficial relationship. Both the countries have seen sustained and frequent high-level political engagements. The proposed signing of Free Trade Agreement, FTA, will add further to their relations as it would be covering many sectors, including trade and defense. This is his fourth visit to the United Kingdom since Mr. Modi became the Prime Minister in 2014. He will be holding wide-ranging talks with his British counterpart. The Indian diaspora is also eager to meet Prime Minister Modi today. Mr. Modi will also be paying a courtesy call on King Charles tomorrow. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, London.
Speaking to Akashwani, India's High Commissioner to the UK, Vikram Kumar Doraiswamy, said the visit is expected to yield mutual benefits for both nations.
Prime Minister has consistently held the view that we must build ties with traditional and important partners. Making a short but really focused trip suggests to us that the Prime Minister places great emphasis on getting this relationship, not just to maintain it at its current trajectory, but to lift it to its next level.
In the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister will undertake a state visit to Maldives from the 25th to the 26th of July on the invitation of Maldivian President Mohamed Muizu. Mr. Modi will also interact with business leaders of both the countries during the visit. News just in, both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned till tomorrow. The Election Commission has started the process of elections to the office of Vice President following the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar. The process commenced after the Ministry of Home Affairs notified the resignation of Mr. Dhankar yesterday. On Monday, Jagdeep Dhankar resigned from his post citing health issues. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. New Delhi has called for imposing a serious cost on nations promoting cross-border terrorism. India's permanent representative P. Harish told the UN Security Council that it is essential to respect some fundamental principles, including zero tolerance for terrorism, to promote international peace and security. He described Pakistan as a serial borrower steeped in fanaticism, contrasting it with India's model of democracy and development.
India launched Operation Sindoor, targeting terrorist camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, which was focused, measured, and non-escalatory in nature. On achieving its primary objectives, a cessation of military activities was directly concluded at the request of Pakistan.
Rejecting the claims about U.S. President Donald Trump's mediation, India's permanent representative to the UN stated that the operation was paused after achieving its primary objectives and was paused at Pakistan's request. India's economy is said to remain the fastest growing among major economies, with GDP projected to grow by 6.5% in 2025 and 6.7% in 2026. A report released by the Asian Development Bank today says the growth outlook is supported by strong domestic demand, a normal monsoon, and monetary easing. The report further highlights that inflation is expected to stay within the Reserve Bank of India's tolerance band, with 3.8% focus for 2025 and 4.0% for 2026. Falling food prices have helped curb inflation, with consumer price index inflation dropping to 2.1% in June, the lowest in over 6 years. National Broadcasting Day has been observed across the country today to highlight the pivotal role of broadcasting in India's development, educational outreach, and cultural preservation. On this day in 1927, the first ever radio broadcast in the country went on air from the Bombay station under the Indian Broadcasting Company. On the 8th of June 1936, the Indian State Broadcasting Service was renamed All India Radio, EIR, and later gained its name Akashvani. We have a report.
As the need for disseminating information and fostering unity during the freedom struggle grew, radio strengthened its place as a powerful tool that reached the masses. After the independence, the medium became instrumental in promoting literacy, health awareness, and agricultural knowledge, especially in the rural areas. Speaking on the occasion, Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal said that Akashvani has been instrumental in fostering education, information, and entertainment over the years.
Akashvani ki 90 varsh ki yeh yatra kisi vatvriksh ki tarah rahi hai, jiski जड़ें इतिहास में हैं और शाखाएं हमारे सपनों की साथ विस्तार पा रही हैं। 90 वर्ष में आकाशवाणी ने जो कुछ रचा वह एक प्रसारण नहीं है बल्कि एक संस्कृति की तरह है और ये भारत की सच्ची आत्मा की अभिव्यक्ति है क्योंकि आकाशवाणी लगभग 23 भाषाओं में 182 बोलियों में प्रसारित करता है। दुनिया में कोई भी प्रसारण का ऐसा तंत्र नहीं है जो कि इतनी विविधता के साथ अपना संदेश आम जन तक पहुंचाता है। यह वही मंच है जिसने गांधी जी से लेकर टैगोर तक को आम आदमी तक पहुंचाया।
प्रसार भारती सीईओ Gaurav Dwivedi said that Akashvani, as a 90-year-old national heritage, is still ongoing strong, adapting to the times and continuing to engage the audience.
Over the last 9 decades, Akashvani has been reaching out to loyal listeners, offering information, education, and healthy entertainment. If you look at the programming mix of our stations across India, you will be amazed to realize that there is hardly any aspect of routine life that is left untouched. This 90-year-old national heritage is still going strong, adapting to the times and continuing to engage the audience.
Meanwhile, Akashvani Director General Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur said that as we approach these historic milestones, Akashvani stands renewed, relevant, and ready for the future.
What began as a modest experiment in sound has over the decades evolved into a powerful public institution. Akashvani, the voice of the nation. Akashvani is now available on Waves OTT, a major leap towards anytime, anywhere listening.
Akashvani has spoken to the soul of the nation from north to south and east to west in its pursuit to inform, educate and entertain the masses and live up to its motto of Bahujan Hitai, Bahujan Sukhai. With Aman Yadav, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad today. In men's cricket, India and England head into the fourth test at Old Trafford, Manchester, starting today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. IST. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Both houses of parliament adjourn till tomorrow amid uproar and sloganeering. Prime Minister Narendra Modi departs for London on an official visit to United Kingdom. Free trade agreement and security top on the agenda. And in cricket, India to take on England in the crucial fourth test in Manchester this afternoon. And with that, we end the Midday News.